We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.
This week in Palestine, the Israeli occupation forces continue to attack the Palestinians, particularly targeting Nablus and Rafah. Rafah, of course, is a town in the southern Gaza Strip that we have unfortunately talked about a lot because of the amount of devastation that's gone on there. This week, the invasions included destroying a mosque today, shooting kids, shooting at a lot of the people, injuring many, killing several, and demolishing houses as well. And this, unfortunately, is par for the course there. But the more we see it happen, the more it's unbelievable that they can still be destroying a town that's already so destroyed. In Nablus this week also, the attacks have been focused on the Balada refugee camp and on the Old City, shooting indiscriminately into the camp, taking over high buildings in the city, shooting at people on the streets. All of this is done in Nablus under the guise of searching for people who are wanted or hunted. And of course, anybody who speaks out against the occupation or acts out against the occupation or who doesn't do either of those things is considered wanted in this situation. And so many people are getting killed in the middle of all of it, and it's just continuing to be devastating. And at the same time, of course, the Palestinians are still meeting with Israelis and Americans doing these negotiations, talking things over. And it's just become more and more unbelievable that somehow the Palestinians are supposed to negotiate with these people who just won't stop attacking them. And the international community is still expecting them to. Last night, Israeli Prime Minister Sharon gave a speech that was characterized by some people as really he was losing it. Other people saying it's more of the same. Other people saying, you know, we're doomed. He manipulated the language to suggest that it's, of course, again, the Palestinians' fault that the Palestinians are under occupation, that it's the Palestinians' fault that they are being brutalized and attacked on a daily basis. He's manipulating the language also to suggest that this wall that is being built inside Palestinian towns, inside the Green Line, inside 67 borders, that's roping off towns so that they are even more prison-like than they were before, separating people from their lands. He's using the kind of language with that to suggest that this is being done in the name of Israeli security. As we watch him talk like this, he, of course, uses the lingo of the day, terrorism, the war on terror, the same sorts of language the U.S. employs, and its global colonization attempts. And sitting on the ground and watching this happen is really, really devastating for the people who are already in a devastated position. And today I asked somebody a simple question, just what do you think about Sharon's speech last night? And so we're going to talk with Abu Muhammad today. He lives in the West Bank, and he is one of the many people who's affected by the wall that's being built and affected by living under occupation. Thanks for being with us. So I'll just ask you the question again. What do you think about Sharon's speech last night?
Yes, sir. Really, what I do think about the speech last night, this speech from Sharon came from, he bought this theory about you know, like security. He came, yani, this theory is coming from the Zionist security, which comes from the Torah and from the Talmud, you know, and this theory is talking about establishing castles, building, you know, and castles to control other people's lives. Because Sharon, in his theory and in his speech, he doesn't believe, and he never believed any moment in peace. And Sharon, in the same time, he can't put or speak about any resolution for peace going with the United Nations resolution. And how the other the whole world thinking about the solution in this area, even America. So he's going against that. So for establishing peace and justice peace in this land, and there should be no one is strong and the other is weak, you know. So he doesn't go, Sharon, about the the resolutions, and he doesn't go with Oslo or Camp David or White River or Tenets or Taba or Camp David. And at last, Sharon, he found himself like he's surrounded, and he is like in a corner, you know, in front of his people and in front of the government and the loving peace movement in Israel and in the whole area and outside the world even. So to get out from this big problem, and he bought this theory, and he called it like he would like to show himself that he is like working on peace. And but in the same time, in the true, in the reality, he is controlling. He is controlling the whole land, the Palestinian land, and is seeking for more humiliation for the Palestinian people and their rights, which were in the and in the other agreement, their rights which are in the Geneva Agreement should be kept and taken care of. And in this speech, he didn't show him he didn't show that he would like to give up the land for the Palestinians and give up the occupation. And you should know that Israel is the only state in the whole world still occupied another people now in this century. And his speech, he's talking about castles and about ghettos and like the Nazis, you know. He would like to put the Palestinian on. And he would like to keep the settlements all over the Palestinian occupied land in 1967, and even to take it to the Israeli, like grab it and put it with the Israelis. And he is ignoring with this the United Nations resolutions and the even America, you know. And he is not going with the roadmap, because in reality he canceled the roadmap, and by establishing this wall, you know, this wall, and this is very you know, like it's racism, you know, like this wall is like what this race in this piece of land and this race in this piece of land. And he's even putting the wall in our land, you know, like he's trying to establish like a wall with the like this wall, like insecurity. It's not like a solution, you know. It's a security solution for him and for Israel. and he still believe in the Zionist Jewish state, Sharon, and he doesn't vote in his theory. He doesn't believe in his theory about that people should be cooperative and should cooperate and, you know, like be good to each other. And there is no like establishing in this speech. He didn't talk about establishing two states, living with the dignity and sovereignty and peace and security. So Sharon's speech is like he got nothing, I think. I think he got nothing. He just wanted, like, he's manipulating, you know, front of the world. But actually he is, this is like a new plan or a new way of controlling the Palestinian people. A new way. But maybe he wanted to be like in a political way. But it's like a new way, like to a new way of occupation to the Palestinian land. And even it's more humiliated and more. So he got nothing. He got nothing in him. This is what I think most of the Palestinians believe.
It's interesting also to notice the way this speech was covered. In the Israeli press, in what's considered the most liberal Israeli newspaper, they concentrated on Sharon being strong in his speech and concentrated on the American condemnation of it. Just about 5 minutes after the speech, Washington did come out with a condemnation of the position, saying that there's just no way that this will this attitude that he has, his new plan of not dealing with the Palestinians, of disengaging is the language that was used, from the Palestinians. There's no way that this is viable. The New York Times concentrated on the few good points that they say that he had in his speech, that he was suggesting a way to peace, and sidelined all of the condemnations and the really a horrific stance that he was taking. And strangely enough, the CNN banner just came out and said, the Americans are entirely in support of Sharon's speech and his hardline position, that this is a positive thing. The amount of manipulation of language that's going on is nothing new, but it's still interesting to watch, to take note of. And sadly enough, most people have come up with the same conclusion, which is just that there's nothing new, that that they'll continue to lose what little they have, and now people here are in a position to ask for something that's not even good in the first place, which is the roadmap. It's the same thing that happened with Oslo, a document that takes away most of the meager rights the Palestinians have at this point. And so this has been some of the stuff that people have been talking about also, that now they're in the position to, once again, to ask for something that they don't even want and that they're not going to get. Thanks for talking with us, Abu Hamid. Reporting from the Occupied West Bank, I'm Kristen S.